At the Cattle Industry Convention, I'm speaking with Dr. Frank Hertig. He is with Mariel, and we always like to ask the question, what is new with Mariel?
Well, Chuck, thanks for the question, and really one of the big new things that we have is, once again, Mariel is going to be offering the Ivomec Challenge to cattle producers here in 2010. And this really comes on the heels of what many parasitologists are telling me could be one of the worst springs and summers for parasites out on pastures. And this really relates back to the weather patterns that we saw across the country in 2009, whether that be in the northern U.S. where we had a cooler and much wetter summer last year, and then we had a lot of snowfall, actually still snow on the ground in a lot of places, and that's very protective for letting these parasite larvae overwinter out on the pasture, and they're then going to be there as soon as the grass greens up. And then, well, here in Texas and across a lot of the southern U.S., last year was a really coming through the first half of the year, a pretty nasty drought period, and then that broke. And actually, that's kind of caused a bloom of parasites. Many veterinarians and producers saw actually sick and dying animals from parasites last fall, which is very, very uncommon. And the thinking is that there could be a much higher parasite burden than in the southern part of the U.S. because we've had all this wet weather then coming through the winter. So the Ivomec Challenge will be a good opportunity for producers. They treat all their cows and calves on their place this spring, and if those calves don't weigh more this fall than they did last fall, Mariel's going to give them enough Ivomec brand product to treat their herd again this fall on us. So no risk for the producer there.
Well, you can't beat a deal like that, I don't think. Well, I know that you've also got a couple of other announcements that I think producers would be interested in knowing.
We certainly do. And first off, our Sister Ellen product, which many, many people use in the reproductive management systems for their beef herds, Sister Ellen now is available in a 15-dose vial. So that means that people have to haul around only one-third the number of bottles of Sister Ellen to still get the same doses. So that we think should be very, very well accepted. And then the other is our Chorid powder. For a bit, we've not had that Chorid powder formulation. We've had the Chorid liquid out there and certainly the worked with feed manufacturers on the Chorid crumbles. But a lot of producers have really liked to have that Chorid powder because those packets are really easy to have on hand, and you can use them either in a preventive fashion just by going for a longer number of days, or if, God forbid, we do see a little bit of coccidiosis symptoms flare up, then certainly you've got it right on hand there to be able to treat them. So that Chorid powder is out on farm and feed shelves as we speak.
Well, thank you very much. That has been Dr. Frank Hertig with Mariel, bringing us up to date on what's new with the company here at the Cattle Industry Convention. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.